game.
Yeah, I guess.
I asked
this question to almost all the fellows I interview about any regrets.
And every once in a while, somebody will come up with a heck of a list.
And that's not, you know,
what would they be regretting?
But they just, you know, things didn't go right, and this and that, and somebody didn't like them, and...
I don't care who you are. There's always going to be somebody that's going to dislike it, but you just disregard things like that.
Right, you have to.
Sure.
And you're doing something that... I guess most people would give their left ear to do.
Advantages that I wasn't wild about, and they probably weren't about me, but heavens, that's part of the game.
You still do your job. Your job is to play
well. The greatest manager was Bill McKechnie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was the finest manager I ever played for, and I think the finest manager anybody played for.
Well, his record showed it, and he's in the Hall of Fame for it, too.
Not only that, I mean the character of the guy. You know, when I went down there in 1934, just a Bush League, along with a lot, he treated us just like we were his own kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's the interest that he took. And then he watched over you all the time. Be sure, you know, we were the first time we'd been out of town. They had a couple of bucks. He wanted to be sure that we didn't get, you know, with the wrong crowd, or this, that, or the other thing, you know?
That's good.
He never, ever, in a guy like that, you don't find too many of them.
Well, you can't turn, 18-year-old kid, you can't turn them loose like that.
They do today.
Yes, they do.
I mean, a manager's not that interested.
No, the manager's out there, he's making $250,000 himself, or $500,000, or whatever it is. And,
yeah.
It's not made a turn for the better at all, I don't believe. Well, Elby, thank you very, very much.
Well, listen, I enjoy talking to you. I love to, have somebody like you that really loves the game and knows the things to talk about.
Well, I hope I haven't asked you any silly questions. I try not to, but every once in a while one comes up.
No, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I want to thank you so much for calling me.
Well, I appreciate your time. I know it's taking time away from your evening.
You haven't taken a bit away.
Would you like to see a copy of this before I send it to the magazine?
I would love to see it.
Okay. I always like to do that just in case.
I'd like to see before just how you worked out the story.
Okay. Well, what I do, basically, there's an introductory area in which I tell a little bit of the background of the individual and maybe some of the things that he's accomplished. Then the interview part is just the question and your answer. And then at the end...
Now, do you tape this?
Yes, it's all on tape.
Yeah.
And,
how the world did you ever remember?
Well, I can't. I tried. I can't remember. Can't remember it at all.
Sure.
At the end, I tell a little more about him and... what maybe he's doing today. I always put a list of the baseball cards he's appeared on at the end, in case somebody wants to go out and buy some of them. And I try not to say anything bad about anybody. Life's too short for that.
Well, like you asked me what gripes or regrets, not a thing. I loved every minute of it.
Great.
Yeah. And I'd appreciate, you have my address and everything.
Yes, sir. I will probably, my first, the reason for existence is being a veterinarian. I have to still do that, so it'll take me probably 5 or 6, maybe a week, to type this up, and then I'll send a copy to you, and I'll check back with you to make sure that everything is okay before I send it to the magazine.
Listen, anything I've said, you can put in there.
Well, I still want you to check it over, just in case.
Okay.
I think it's a lot better. I'll tell you one time. You mentioned Connor. He said that he didn't think that necessarily Connor was a Hall of Famer because he was not a real good fielder. So I put that in there and I sent it to him, and he called me and said, "My goodness, don't say that. Ralph is a friend of mine, and I sure don't want that in there." And he didn't realize he'd said it at the time.
Well,
so,
there's a lot of things along that. He had a short career.
Yeah.
I'd rather not get involved in that.
Well, we won't go into it, but he can sure
get involved. That's somebody else's opinion.
Yeah. And he's a nice guy.
Yeah, Ralph.
Yeah.
Oh, he sure is.
Yeah. Okay, well, Elby, when this does appear in the magazine, would you like some copies of the magazine?
I would just love it.
Okay, how many would you like?
Well, I'd like one from my... I have two sons and a grandson.
Okay.
So four would be perfect.
Okay, three for them and one for you. Yeah, we can do that. That's great. Like I said, it would be Probably this fall before it appears. There's a 4 to 6 month life phase.
I look forward to it.
Okay, I'll be...
Whenever I get it, that'll be soon enough.
Okay, I will... excuse me, doggone. I will...
You got that thing, huh?
I just can't... I don't feel bad. I just can't shake the cotton pick and cough.
How long you had it?
About 5 weeks now.
Oh, no.
It's aggravating. I'm going to go to the doctor. He says, take the cough medicine, it'll get over.
I was going to say, that needs some attention.
I'm not sick. It's just this doggone thing. Just keeps hanging on.
Bugging you.
Yes.
Well, hi.
Well, Elby, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. You'll get a copy here in a few days.
I look forward to it.
And one of these days, I'm going to be up in Massachusetts visiting my in-laws.
I'll be up to Hanson?
I may call you.
Well, wonderful.
I would love to meet you.
Well, that's great. Now, what time of year do you expect to be up there?
Right now, it's probably not going to be this year. My wife has gone back to school.
That's okay.
But usually we go summers.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we in the fall. Never winter or spring, because that's my busy season as a veterinarian.
Sure, yeah. Well, I've got my 76th birthday tomorrow.
Oh, no kidding. Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
That's great. By God, you sure do. It says it right here, March 18th.
Yeah, I thought sure you'd jump on that.
I didn't notice. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Listen, I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, I'll be. Thanks again. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good night, sir.
Yeah, bye-bye.